not that her sister noticed. Gloria was twirling a cap string around her finger, smiling and batting her long lashes as she anticipated what she'd say and do when Roman finally noticed her. At 22, Gloria had left a few boyfriends behind when they'd moved here from Sugar Creek, Ohio, and Mary Kate had no illusions about her sister's ability to attract additional young men here in Missouri. Gloria had always been prettier than she, and more outgoing, and better at flirting, and making small talk, and...
"Well, everyone knows she'll be getting hitched before long,"
Mary Kate mused with a sigh.
"The Bible tells us of the haves and the have-nots, and Gloria's got her share of blessings and mine, too."
Gloria blinked.
"Oh, Mam wants me to ask if she can bring you some food from the wedding meal. We can fix you a plate."
Mary Kate's lips twitched. It would be like Mam to think of feeding her, while Gloria had mostly hurried home to share her plan for enticing Roman.
"No need for that,"
she assured her sister.
"Maybe if there's food left after all the guests have eaten a plate, it would be nice. But I've got some of Beulah's cheese and..." "All right, then. I'll get back to the lodge,"
Gloria replied as she hurried out of the kitchen. The screen door banged behind her, sounding very much like the lid of a coffin falling shut. Mary Kate blinked rapidly, determined to enjoy her fresh cheese sandwich instead of crying. It was a beautiful, warm autumn day, to eat outside on the porch, and she would not fall prey yet again to the emotions that surged like a roller coaster, from highs to lows, without any warning. She had to believe that her life would go on, that her outlook would improve once she held her newborn baby.
"Kitty, kitty?"
Mary Kate glanced toward the mudroom where the two cats had their bed. As she pressed a second slice of fresh bread under her cheese to form a thick sandwich, her white cat and its ginger companion peered out at her, blinking as though she'd wakened them from a nap. She took a few cat treats from a container in the pantry, capturing their attention.
"I've got something yummy here. If you come out to the porch with me, we can have a picnic,"
Mary Kate murmured as she placed the treats on her plate.
"If we're lucky. Maybe later Mam'll bring a go-box of something with gravy. I could really go for a big dollop of mashed potatoes smothered in chicken gravy, or just a go-box full of gravy."
Sugar and Spice followed her out the front door, meowing softly. When Mary Kate settled on the swing, the cats leapt nimbly up on either side of her, watching closely as she lifted the sandwich to her lips. As she chewed a huge bite of the soft cheese and fresh bread, she placed treats on the swing's padded seat for her pets. When she looked down the road again, the last guests were leaving Noah and Deborah's new home, ambling toward the dining room in the lodge to enjoy the wonderful meal she'd helped prepare yesterday. Mary Kate had a sudden yearning to sink her teeth into Rosetta's moist, savory baked chicken, and to cram her mouth full of the dressing the Kuhn sisters had made. Mam had told her that cravings were common during pregnancy, yet deep down she wanted the fun and fellowship of the wedding dinner even more than the delicious food. Would it be this way for the rest of her life, sitting alone with the cats and the baby while the rest of the world passed her by? She sighed as she set her boring white sandwich on her plate and gave Sugar and Spice another treat. She was almost ready to go inside, to search the cabinets and the fridge for something more tempting, when a movement at the back door of the lodge caught her eye. A tall, lithe figure jogged across the road toward Rainbow Lake and then disappeared into the orchard. The black pants, white shirt, and lean body build meant it was one of the young men attending the wedding. But why had he left the dinner that was just being served? And what was in the container he was carrying?
"There's a story there,"
Mary Kate murmured. At the cat's nudging, she dropped another treat on either side of her. Absently, she took a bite of her sandwich as she tried to recall the guy's hair color. She was cramming the last of the sandwich into her mouth when a voice startled her.
"Here you are. I've been looking for you all morning, Mary Kate."
Mary Kate's eyes widened as Roman Schwartz.